Tom Kelly of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association says the planets were aligned for Park City's Ted Ligety over the weekend in the World Cup Finals to take his fifth World Cup giant slalom title. It's worth hearing how it came down to the wire at Linzerheide, Switzerland. Going into the finals, Ligety was 50 points behind the leader, Marcel Hirscher.
You get 100 points for first, 80 for second, 60 for third, and so forth. So basically what Ted needed to happen is that he needed to win and Hirscher finishing fourth or lower. At fourth, they would have tied. If Hirscher was fourth, they would have tied in points, but Ted knew that he was the winner of the tiebreaker because he had more wins.
Ligety normally dominates in the giant slalom, but earlier in the season had several DNFs, or did not finishes. At the final race in Switzerland on Saturday, Ligety finished second in the first run, so going into the second run, while it was possible, it would have had to line up perfectly.
Marcel Hirscher was back a little ways, so there was hope. But still, Ted had to get the win, and he had to hope that Hirscher would kind of fall back. Hirscher had a pretty good second run, but he had a disadvantage from the first run. Ted came down and pushed Hirscher into third. And there was one guy left. Ted's in the lead. Felix Neureuther from Germany is up. So the only way this could happen is if Neureuther did not win, but he bumped Hirscher down by one spot. That's exactly what happened by 1/100th of a second. And you watch Ted's face in the finish line when he saw that scoreboard and saw that Hirscher had dropped down to fourth, and he knew that he'd won his fifth GS title. It was just priceless.
Kelly said no one, including Ligety himself, would have thought he could make up the points to take the World Cup GS title.
I don't think anybody, even Ted Ligety, would have thought 10 days ago, with 100 points back and two races left and only 100 points at stake in each race, how could he possibly overtake Marcel Hirscher to win the GS title? But kudos to Ted Ligety for creating the opportunity to make it happen. He needed help, but he also needed to win two races, and he got the job done. He's the World Cup champion.
Ligety took fourth overall in World Cup standings. Hirscher did go on to take the overall World Cup title, his third in a row. Michaela Schifrin, who tied up the World Cup slalom title last week, still competed in the finals with another performance that clearly demonstrates why she dominates in that event.
The birthday girl, she turned 19, becoming a veteran on Thursday. She had already clinched the title coming into the World Cup finals, but why not win another event? She picked up a ninth career slalom win just amazing fashion. Watching her second run, tough course conditions at Linzerheide, spring snow, rutted out, just smooth as butter. Just amazing to watch her ski.
All the U.S. Alpine team will head to the U.S. Nationals in Squaw Valley, California this weekend. In freestyle, Hannah Carney has an ever-so-close edge over the second-place World Cup competitor, Justine Dufour-Lapointe from Canada.
A great title hunt going on in the moguls right now. Hannah Carney came into the weekend in Voss, Norway with the World Cup moguls lead. She finished third, missed a grab on her second air on Saturday and ended up dropping to third. And Justine Dufour-Lapointe passed her in the overall standings for moguls. Then coming back the next day, it was the two of them going head-to-head, and Carney picked up the win. That put Carney now 5 points up over the Canadian.
This weekend in France will determine who takes the title. Kelly says Deer Valley will welcome back the freestyles for the U.S. Freestyle Championships, March 28th through 30th. Finally, Kelly says Park City's Jessica Jerome scored another top 10 finish in women's ski jumping. She's showing strong for the U.S. since the Olympics. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.